beautiful, absolutely stunning. You two are a little too far apart. Pull her in closer and wrap the satin robe around her, letting it fall off of the shoulders, the photographer says, then continues with, and pull him in closer. You do, and the camera clicks away. We paw at each other while standing in front of the camera for a few moments while posing and making adjustments as directed by the photographer. You move your hands up and down my chest over my robe. We are promoting a couple's set of matching black satin robes and pajamas while posing for the camera. We caress and graze each other over the fabric of the robes and pajamas. You in a chemise, me in pants and a long-sleeve shirt. The robes are removed so the pajamas can get their moment to shine as well. We are posing in front of a bed with white cotton sheets and a light blue wall behind us. The scent of citrus and vanilla wafts through the space while instrumental music plays in the background. Incredibly elegant, you two. I think that's a wrap. We have what we need. Great job, the photographer says. The crew we are working with disperses and we need to go change. Before you walk away, I ask, would you like to get some dinner now? Dinner would be great, you say before glancing around at the crew leaving. Looking at me with mischief in your eyes and a saunter as you approach me, you say loud enough to be heard by others, how about we discuss working together again in the future over at the Italian restaurant around the corner? Wink at me slyly as you finish and no one else is paying any attention. I notice the folks around us leaving as it gets quieter and I respond in an even tone with a volume to match yours. Sounds good. As we make our way toward the photographer to say our farewells, then make our way towards the dressing rooms. The crew is going and we whisper to each other as we walk to the dressing rooms. I can't believe you asked me out on a date in front of everyone like that. What's wrong with you? You say. I reply, we don't have time to go through a list that long and arduous. Would you still like to go? As we enter the changing room area, you motion for me to go into your changing room quietly before following and closing the door behind you, waiting until we are alone before speaking again. I have a better idea. You stay here, and I'll go back out and check for people still here. You clearly can't because of obvious reasons we need to take care of quickly, you say, smiling and staring at my crotch. With a deep kiss, you groan into my mouth while grinding your body against mine. We caress and massage each other, groping over and under the satin. Breaking the kiss, you grin against me and turn toward the door. You grab the knob, then turn it gently and quietly. Leaving before I can protest, the door closes behind you stealthily before I can speak. My arousal continues to grow while waiting for you. My breath quickens and heart races with anticipation of the naughty shenanigans to come. A brief moment later, you return. All clear, you announce cheerfully with smoky seduction and sensuality in your voice while entering the room. We grasp at each other while making out, fumbling our way out to the bed. You groan into my mouth as I wrap my arms around you. We press our bodies into each other while groping, gripping, and goading each other on. You rub at my crotch while I caress yours. Our moans are melodic as we maneuver our way towards the bed before before turning in a tangled heap of limbs onto the bed while laughing and panting as we huff and puff on each other's cheeks. We roll on the bed in a passionate power play, me on top of you, kissing and caressing as we go, then you on top of me, necking and nudging naughtier mischief. While you are on top of me, kissing and caressing my arms and chest, you work your way to my neck. Kissing and lightly licking me draws a moan from my throat and out of my mouth. You smile, pleased the attention is having the desired effect as you straddle me and grind yourself against my growing arousal. I pull the chemise up while caressing your thighs. You moan while kissing me passionately. We grind into each other as I work my hands along your ribcage and up to your boobs. You quiver with anticipation before I slide my hands around your back, down your body, and grip your waist. You pull at the nightshirt I have on as you lift yourself enough to help me pull off the article. It is flung off of the bed onto the floor. I feel a wet spot growing on the front of your panties as the heat between us escalates and you slide down my body, kissing and teasing my nipples on your way to my tummy. You rub my abs and tickle my sides, causing a laugh. I found a ticklish spot. File that away for later, you tease as you slide down my body, coaxing me to lift my hips so you can pull the pants and underwear down. The kisses and caresses are caring, and you slowly, sensually slide down my body, pulling the pants and underwear together as you go. I lift my legs so you can pull them both all of the way off at the same time. They are flung to the floor with gusto. I sit up to be able to lean over and kiss you on the mouth as you work your way back up to my face. You moan as we kiss. I nibble at your ear before licking your neck and caressing your boobs. You wrap your arms around me and we make out before I slide down you, our sweaty bodies gliding across each other as we maneuver. I kiss and lick your tummy before you fully lie down and raise your hips. You are removing your panties, sliding them down your thighs. I slide my hands up your calves and our hands meet at your knees. I take a hold of the waistband and pull the panties the rest of the way down, kissing and caressing along the way. Panties off and dropped on top of the clothes piled on the floor. I kiss my way back up your legs, licking and teasing your mound, making you moan and squirm with appreciation. I continue across your tummy, pausing to give your boobs and nipples some much-deserved attention. You pull me by the face up to you and kiss me while gripping me with one hand, guiding me into you, causing us to moan and groan with desire into each other's mouths. We find a rhythm that suits us as we move together in a passionate toward tango. You grind your hips into me as I thrust while grasping you, my arms under your shoulders as you moan into my ear and the bed creaks with the intensity of our passionate lovemaking as we crescendo closer to sweet release. You wrap your legs around me and whisper into my ear, I want you to stay inside me. Give me your seed. Moaning and delirious with lust and confusion, I turn my head to glance at your face. Seeing the concern in my eyes, you moan, it's okay. We're covered. I want you to go ahead and fill me up. I kiss you as we move faster while you caress my butt with one hand and shoulders with the other. I grind into you faster while gripping a shoulder with one hand and sliding the arm under you and around your waist before adjusting to be able to grip your butt cheek. your boobs pressing against my chest as our pace quickens. You clench and claw at my back as we move more urgently, only the thought of giving each other what we desperately need right now consuming us. We groan as our desire burns hotter while we reach the edge of ecstasy before our passions overflow. Your walls clench around my shaft as your pleasures consume you. Scratching my back with your fingers, your heels dig into the backs of my thighs as you grind your pelvis into me, your hips bucking with wild abandon. Your body seduces the orgasm out of me with pulsing spasms that clench my shaft in an erotic embrace while you moan into my ear. Unable to withhold my pleasure any longer, it spills forth for me in jets as we grind against each other, canoodling, clawing, clenching, and caressing throughout thrilling tugging, trapped together in a loving, torrid tangle of passion. We lie together, tangling each other's embrace, labored breathing, calming as we come down from the orgasmic bliss. While decoupling, I shudder with pleasure, and you kiss me on the throat and lips. That was amazing, you moan as I lie next to you so we can cuddle together. I pull you closer and your bosoms press into my side as we both sigh contentedly, caressing collarbones. You let your fingers graze against my chest, toying with the nipple as you smile deviously. Are you plotting more sexy shenanigans for the future? Oh, I do hope so. I reply, fully formed actual words still eluding me at the moment. You kiss me on the cheek, then say, I've worked up quite an appetite. How about we go get some food soon? Sounds good, I say, against your neck. You nibble on my ear, and I shiver. You look at me as you say, we could have some more dessert after dinner, if you would like.